there, fellow humans. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Jaska Jost, and this is Interview with You. Today, not yet with you, today with... You know what? This time, I will let her say it. Kylian Mercy is a pretty impressive young woman, a real badass. She's 20 years old and lives in Uganda, where, together with her brother, they take care of orphaned children. Kylian Mercy is really incredible in her determination to help and protect orphaned children. There is over 1.7 million of orphaned children in Uganda, according to UNICEF. And the situation is very complicated and rather hopeless. But against all odds, Kylian Mercy does all in her power to do maximum for those in her care. Let's dive right in and see for yourself. Let's go. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I have a fantastic guest from a different continent. Welcome. Thanks very much for coming. Please tell us some more about yourself and about the work that you and your brother do in Uganda with the orphans.
Yeah, my name is Natmanya Glian Mercy. I'm from Uganda, from an orphanage. It's called Mercy's Orphanage. We hope children from streets, vulnerable children, and then children who have single parents infected with HIV and other chronic diseases. Those children who can't help themselves and provide they can't provide basic needs to themselves. And our main mission is to provide passionate love, education, and empower those children to have a quality and self-sufficient future.
Okay. And how are you doing it? You also provide them with education.
Yeah, we provide them with education. We just connect with some local private schools around us. We make partnerships. They help us provide education to those children at some prices so that they become self-sufficient adults.
And how many children do you have now at your orphanage?
At my orphanage so far, I have 25, and then my brother has around 40 children. Vulnerable children, he also helps orphans due to a large number. I try to get funds, he also tries to, so that we can easily provide things to our children.
Wow, that's a lot of children. And the age of them varies, right?
Yeah, that I take children from 1 year to 15 years old.
How do they get into your orphanage?
Most of them are street kids. In our country, we have many street children. So we get those kids from streets, rubbish pits. Some people throw kids in rubbish pits. So we try getting them.
That's tough. Is there any help from the government for the orphanage or for the children in general?
It's not really there. In our country, we suffer a lot. We suffer a lot to help those children. Yet sometimes even the government imposes status taxes from us, yet we put a lot to help them. So we find a lot of difficulties.
Okay, so what are the biggest challenges that you face?
The challenges, first of all, we face a challenge of food. We don't have food now. Like these days, we run out of funds. So we spend 3 days without getting what to eat. We just give the kids water, yet we help those who really need medication. The government imposes heavy taxes from us. So those are the problems we find. You find like a day we take one meal a day. A good day, we take 2 meals. Then a tough day, we just take 1 meal to take water because we don't have sufficient funds to fund.
So, of course, the finances are the problem that you need money in order to be able to provide food, right? Because yeah, 1 meal per day is, of course, not enough for anybody, let alone for children. And so, how do you get the money?
Get money from donations, fundraisings through our websites. We get fundings, donations to people who, some people help us. So most of the times, like right now we are in scarcity. We don't have any. We have insufficient funds. So our landlords are always on our necks asking for rent. Then we also are in our orphanage. We plant some maize. So when it grows, we dry it, we make maize flour, we sell it. It provides both food and funds.
How much money would you need for a month in order to...
So finance to run for a smooth running month, like $10,000 for a month, because we have sick children who are affected with HIV, so they need medication, we have even those ones who are lame, they need to go for therapy, we have, you know, many things which need really help. Our government doesn't care. It instead imposes taxes on us. Like, it oppresses us a lot, yet there are many street kids in Uganda who die due to hunger and diseases.
Why is it that there are so many children on the streets?
There are many reasons, like family break. If families break up, then some parents are irresponsible. They give birth when they are not ready. Instead of remaining with their kids, they decide to leave them on the streets, which really hurts us. So we decide we go on the streets, get those kids, and even we get to help some parents who are infected and have chronic diseases. So I think that's why there are many street kids in Uganda. Even people are poor, they can't raise. So some people, they decide to leave their kids on streets instead of bringing them to at least orphanages to help them. They decide to leave them on streets due to insufficient funds, and I think some of them are even heartless.
I read that in Uganda there is 5.6 children per mother.
Yeah. And yet they are poor. That's the worst part.
You also mentioned that unfortunately some individuals were trying to take advantage of your brother's orphanage. And
yeah, since like my brother is really kind. Remember, he inspired me to start also my little orphanage. So some people used his kind heart to scam other people, and those people they scam, they lose faith, and they really lose hope and faith in us. They also think we are, so that's why they even sometimes fail to donate, because they fell in hands of the wrong people.
You will send me all the links that you want me to publish.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Send a message.
I would like to send a message to the viewers to really know that our country really needs hope. We're really poor, really, and we suffer a lot, yet we have many people with hope. So I'm requesting the viewers to help us to donate both physically, all the donations they can. It will really make much hope, and the kids, they really need hope, because right now they are 3 days, yet they go to school, they are hungry. So from here I'll go to school, check on them, or they are fine, because I also have to check those people who are sick, because due to this hunger I have like 3 kids who are in the hospital, they're hospitalized due to hunger, and the hospitals are also asking for funds, yet we also don't have. So really find a lot of difficulties.
Yeah, that sounds harsh.
It's true.
Okay, thanks very much for coming.
here. So thank you for inviting me.
We unfortunately kept experiencing persistent issues with connection, delay of the sound and echoes during the recording. We therefore decided to improvise a little and Gillian Mercy recorded an extra footage for you. First a little message and then also a footage of the life in her orphanage. This footage will be at the end of the episode and here is Gillian Mercy's message.
Our orphanage operates through donations. Our orphanage provides shelter, meals, education and health care so that our children can become self-sufficient adults. Uganda has many street children compared to other African countries because it faces challenges like poverty, conflicts, HIV, harsh cultures, and according to UNICEF, over 2 million children are on streets in Uganda than other African countries. And this is due to high fertility rates and limited social services. However, organizations like mine and my brothers are fighting hard to address these problems. The above problems can be stopped and ended if we get possible solutions or sustainable solutions like education, economic empowering of families, supporting orphanages like ours, and addressing the causes of poverty. But our government has done nothing to support orphanages, but it instead imposes taxes on us. Adoption is an orange gospel. However, we focus on reuniting our children with extended family, their families, as our main goal is to create a forever family for our children. As it is said, education is a key to breaking poverty. We partner with local schools which are private, to ensure that our children get quality education. Our biggest challenges are hunger, limited funding, overcrowding, health and hygiene. However, witnessing every child's growth and resilience makes every obstacle worthwhile. We are grateful to supporters like you, Yoska, who amplify our voices. Our children's knowledge and achievements are a testament to the power of compassion and community. Thank you.
This episode is really special to me, especially with connection to the ones that were dedicated to infertility treatments. I find it fascinating and worth some contemplation, I think, how one person can be so desperate to be pregnant here, while far away mothers are praying not to be pregnant and then leaving their kids in rubbish to die. And both struggles are so real, it's truly heartbreaking. In any case, thanks for watching and for your support. You will find the links to my socials in the description of the episode, as well as the links to Gillian Mercy's Instagram and her PayPal, where you can contribute to her funding. And now over to Uganda. Let's experience the daily life in Gillian Mercy's orphanage. If you're only listening, now would be the time to switch on the video.
Kevin, bring the matchbox. Toca yo era base de la venga.
Eh, yo creo que de
grupo. Oye, poco. Pakon, mujhe pakon.
Wane.
Ana da ina ci kop.
Sana ziki. Hai, ce.
Je na ina ci kop.
Je mu.
Ogana mu biya ko ko bibiti.
Hm?
Ko pa wuri na kumere ma biya bibiti. Tapi kau pun yang kamu nanti kasih ke mini kau tu kan? Kau tu? Lihat kat bau lah. Dia dari Ocule, Chome. Ngira bichali wo bibe binagwa wote Kansubya ba matabe basembe mabeka
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I am in awe over Gillian Mercy, who at 20 years old dedicates her life to doing this. Thank you very much. And don't forget, the next interview can be with you.